Welcome back, everybody. We're up to Daf and Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are on the top of Daf and Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We were going through machlokas between Hananya and the Rabbanan about Shehiyah, about leaving food on the fire going into Shabbos, whether this is allowed, whether the fire and the flame needs to be covered or not. And this was based on what our Mishnah was talking about. Was our Mishnah talking about Hachzar the whole time, in which case Shehiyah would be totally fine, even without a covered flame, like Hananya was saying? Or was our Mishnah, like what seems to be the simple read of the Mishnah, talking about Shehiyah at first, about leaving food on the fire going into Shabbos, and said that you need to have the flame covered, in which case that would be like the Rabbanan, that even food going into Shabbos would need to have the food covered? And we had one proof that we ended up rejecting based on a different reading of the Mishnah, and now we are up to the second proof. So Tashma, comes the Gemara and says, Dam Rabbi Chabo Amarav Chama Bar Gurya Amarav. Rabbi Chabo says the name of Rav Chama Bar Gurya and the name of Rav. Loshano Ella Al Gaba. They only taught this lenient ruling in regards to on top of the oven when it's only moderately hot. Aval Lesocha Aser. But it's Aser to put food inside the Kira, inside the oven, where it would be extremely hot. So what's this referring to? Yamar Bishlam Alachzir Tanan. So it's understandable if you're going to tell me that this is talking about returning food to the fire on Shabbos. Hainu Dishani Bein. That's going to be the distinction between putting the food back on top of the oven or inside the oven. There it makes sense why there would be such a distinction. But if you're going to tell me that we're just talking about leaving the food on the fire going into Shabbos, Mali Tocha Mali Agaba, what's the difference? You're allowed to take it off the flame once Shabbos happens. We're just talking about leaving it on from before. So what's the difference if it's in on top of or if it's inside? There would be no difference. It would only make sense to say if this is referring to Hachzara. So this seems to be a proof that our Mishnah is only talking about Hachzara, in which case Shehiyah would be fine. Leaving food going into Shabbos would be fine, even with an uncovered flame like Hananya. So the Gemara rejects this proof and says, Misavar Rabbi Chabo Areishakai. Do you think this comment of Rabbi Chabo, the distinction between on top of the oven and inside the oven, is talking about the first part of the Mishnah, which was talking about Shehiyah or maybe Hachzara? No, rather it's Asefakai. Rather it's talking about the end of the Mishnah, which is for sure talking about Hachzara. Obeisil Omer Maf Machzir and Rabbi Chabo Amar Rav Chama Bar Guri Amar Rav Lo Shanuel Agab Aval Tocha Aser. No, this comment that we were talking about, the difference between inside and outside of the oven, was referring to the end of the Mishnah, where we know for sure we were talking about Hachzara, so this is not a proof in either way. Just important to point out, we mentioned yesterday that Shehiyah, there's an issue of Shema Yichata, leaving the food on the flame. The whole reason why we may say you need a cover is because we're afraid that you're going to go and stoke the coals going into Shabbos. What's the issue of Hachzara? Hachzara is an issue of Mechze Kimivashel, that it's going to look like it's being cooked. Some say maybe it's a more extreme version of Shema Yichata, but Mechze Kimivashel, Rashi explains, is the main issue of Hachzara. We're going to get to Hachzara again in the Dafim coming up, but just important to keep that in mind. Now we have another proof again, whether we hold like Hananya or the Rabbanan. So Tashma coming here, proof Shtei Kiros Hamas Imos. You have two Kiras that are built side by side, and they have a common wall. What is the halacha over there? Achas Grufu Ketuma V'Achashina Grufu Ketuma. And you have one of the ovens is covered with, has a covered flame, and one of them has no covered flame. Mashina Agabe Grufu Ketuma. So the rule is that you are allowed to leave food items going into Shabbos on top of the one that was covered. V'Ein Mashina Ashina Grufu Ketuma Ketuma. And you cannot leave food on the one that was not covered. Umahin mashin, and what are you allowed to go and leave? So this is where the machlokas comes in, or this is a very different version of our Mishnah, but it's another machlokas beishamay silo beishamay erum below klum. Beishamay says you're not allowed to put anything on an uncovered flame going into Shabbos. Beisilo erum chamin aval otavshil, that you could put hot water but not cooked food. Alkar divrei hakol lo yachzir, but everyone agrees that if you took something off, you're not allowed to put anything on an open flame on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the shita of Rabbi Meir. This is not in our Mishnah, but this is a different shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Beishamay Omer Mchamin Avalo Tafshil, that you are allowed to leave hot water going on into Shabbos, but not cooked food when it is covered, when the flame is covered. Beisil Omrim Chamin Vitavshil, and Beisil says that you are allowed to leave hot water and cooked food going into Shabbos. Beishamay Omrim Notan Avalo Machzirin, Beisil Omrim Raf Machzirin. Now this last part matches our Mishnah, where we have the machlokas about Hachzara, whether you are allowed to put something back on the fire or not. So now the Gemara goes and compares our Mishnah with this Braisa that we just mentioned. Again, the Braisa had a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as to what the halachos would be. So now we're going to compare our Mishnah to this. So Iyamar Bishlam Alashos Tanan. So I understand if you're going to tell me that our Mishnah is talking about Shehiyah, Mas Nisin Mani Rabbi Yehuda Hi. So if you're going to tell me that our Mishnah is talking about Shehiyah, in which case we would hold like the Rabbanan that you need to have a covered flame in order to leave the food on going into Shabbos. So who would our Mishnah be like? Our Mishnah would be following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who we just saw in the Braisa above. But if you're going to tell me that our mission is talking about Hachzara, in which case we'd be holding like Hanania, and then you could leave food going on into Shabbos, even on an uncovered flame, as decent money, who is our mission? Like, Lora Beutav, Lora Rabbi Meir, can't be either of them. E Rabbi Meir, Kasha Le Beishamai Bechado, Le Beisila Betarti. If it's like Rabbi Meir, then we have big questions on Beishamai and Beisila, so this can't work. E Rabbi Yehuda, and if it's going to be Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha Grufu Ketuma. Then it contradicts our view in terms of needing to have a covered flame. So it comes out that if we're going to read the Mishnah, like Hananiah, if we're going to say that our Mishnah is really just talking about Hachzara, then this Brisa would not be able to fit. The Gemara rejects this proof and says no. Liolam, Eimalach lahachzir tanan. Really, I can tell you that our Mishnah is referring to Hachzara, and we could hold like Hananiah that you do not need to have a covered flame for Shehiyah for food going on into Shabbos. Etana didan tzavralach k'Rabbi Yehuda b'chado poligalei b'chada. And our Tana, our Mishnah, partially agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. He agrees in one element and disagrees with him in another element. Tzavralach k'Rabbi Yehuda b'chada. He agrees with him in the one element. What's that? B'chamin v'tavshil nilklin umachzir. Regarding the issues of hot water and cooked food and removing and doing hachzara on Shabbos. So all of those he does agree to. And he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda in one part. Because our Tana would hold, you don't need to have a covered fire for the stuff going on into Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda savar balashos nami garva katum in ilo lo, but Rabbi Yehuda would be more machmir in that element. So that's why our Mishnah would partially be holding like Rabbi Yehuda, but not fully like Rabbi Yehuda. So this is not necessarily a proof against Hananya. It's not telling us anything about what we would paskin in terms of whether we need to have a covered flame for the food going into Shabbos or not. And this seems to be how the Gemara ends the Shiloh for now. We're going to get back to it in a little bit. So again, we said we paskin that it's a suffix. We're not sure. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes both of these shitas. Now Gemara turns to a new question. Who we have a question about Lismokhba. Let's say you have an oven which is not covered, so there's no covered flame. Are you allowed to put food next to that wall of that oven? So do we say tocha v'gaba aser that only inside or on top of the oven is going to be a problem? Aval lismoch b'shapir dami, but next to it's going to be okay. O dilma loshna, or do we say maybe there's no difference and even next to it would be a problem also? Tashma kamenir proof. Shtei kiros hamat imo. So we have a brisa which tells us that you have two kiras that are built side by side, and there is a common wall. Achas grufa v'ktuma v'achas shena grufa k'tuma. One's covered and one's not. So the halacha would be mashna gabe grufa k'tuma. So you're allowed to leave food on top of the one that was covered. V'afal gav dekasalikle havla meidach. And this would be allowed even though the heat is coming, or a lot of the heat is coming from the neighboring flame which is not covered. Yet still, you're allowed to put it in the other one. You're allowed to put it on the one which is covered, even though a lot of the heat is coming from the flame which was uncovered, which was next to it. So this seems to be a proof that you are allowed to go and put a pot next to an uncovered fire, even though they're going to benefit from that heat. So answers are going to know this is not necessarily a proof. Because Dilma Shiny Hasa, maybe over there it's different. Dekevan Dimidalya Shalitba Avira. Maybe that case is different because since the flame is covered, so the pot is elevated somewhat and it's not really getting any of the heat from that neighboring oven. Now the Gemara has another proof. Tashma kamenir proof damar of safram rav chia kitama vinislabsa. If someone covered a flame and then it became uncovered on its own, so this becomes a good question because what's the purpose of the whole covering? If it's just for a nikar, for a hecker to make a sign, so maybe that would be good enough. If it's to actually lower down the temperature, maybe it wouldn't be good enough. Okay, so what's the situation where this flame was covered but now it gets uncovered? So somkan la umekaimin alea. So still, you are nevertheless allowed to put food next to this kira, next to this oven, and even on top of this oven, you're allowed to go ahead and do that. But ultimately, menomach zir in line, you're allowed to do hachazara also, put the food back on there on Shabbos. So shmamina lismochanami. So the same halacha would probably apply to putting things alongside it, ketama in, lo ketama lo. And the only reason we allowed this in this situation is because it was once covered. Yes, it's true, the cover fell off, but it had to have been covered. So the same thing would apply by next to it, by putting it adjacent to the flame that's uncovered. If it's going to be totally uncovered, then it's going to be a problem. But if it was covered and then fell off, then it would be okay. So we see from here that even if you're going to put something alongside something else next to it, still, if it's an uncovered flame, that's going to be a problem. The Gemara rejects this. The Gemara says, "V'latamech," but according to your reasoning, let's look at the actual words of the Braisa. Note limi menadiktani. So the Braisa said that you are allowed to remove the food from it. Ketama in, lo ketama lo. So the Gemara, the Braisa seemed to say that the only time you'd be allowed to remove food from the fire on Shabbos is if it's covered also. But that doesn't make any sense. You're always allowed to remove something from the fire on Shabbos. So what's the explanation? What does it mean to remove? And the only reason we said that you're allowed to take it off the flame is to teach the halacha about hachzara, about putting it back on the flame. But it wasn't actually teaching me anything about notlin itself. So here too, we're talking about putting something on the flame. We just mentioned smicha. We just mentioned putting it next to the flame just for the sake of keeping things consistent, just because they go together. But it doesn't actually teach me any halacha about what we need to do in terms of something, putting it next to a flame. Does that flame need to be be covered or not, so it's not teaching me any halacha. So Gemara says, Hachi Hashtar, these cases really comparable. Hasam Notlanu Machzirin Bachad Makomu. You're going to try to tell me that the same way we do Notlanu Machzirin, that you take it off and put it back on, that's, we need to keep both of those. So too, we also need to keep on top of the oven and next to the oven. How can you say that? When it comes to taking and removing, that's from the same place. Tana Notlanu Mishu Machzirin. That makes sense. Alahacha, Somchem Bachad Makom, Makaim Machad Makom, Bachad Makomu. They're in two totally different places. You're putting it on the oven and next to the oven. So one is much more similar, one is not much more similar. So it's not such a good comparison, so not such a good rejection. So bottom line, my havei Allah. So what was the result of this? How do we paskin? Tashma, come in here and prove. If you have a kira, if you have an oven that was covered with the wood or the other type of residue of the sesame oil stuff, so you're allowed to put food alongside of it. But you're not allowed to keep food on top of it unless it's covered. If coals died down or one placed some sort of chaff or flax on them, that is good enough to be considered covered flame. So this brisa teaches us explicitly that you are allowed to put food alongside a kira, even if it's not covered. But if you want to put it on top of it, then it would need to be covered. This is the Gemara, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.